Good morning, friends, and happy Sunday. Welcome to spring. And I already missed the snow, you know? Yeah. My name is Stephen Croteau, and as always, it's an honor to be here. And thank you for inviting me to come make plenty of noise for you. I got to hang with the cool kids this morning. Thank you. These guys are most entertaining. And we've made a lot of music together, haven't we? All of us?
Yes.
Huh? And led wonderfully by our fearless leader, Miss Julie, who is not only just a fabulous musician, but a gifted director and someone who is able to herd us cats in a very effective way. So, thank you, Julie. Thank you. Today might be a little different. I'm gonna turn your radio station just a little bit. Whoops, I hit something and it's going already. And it didn't have permission to do so. Maybe if I turned it to the right program, it would help. Okay, The Universe Within, A Journey to Alpha. Well, that's kind of a nifty title. I wonder what it means. It should read, My Journey to Alpha, because over the years, collecting sounds, I realized I was attracted to sounds. They did something for me, and they put my brain in a different state of mind. And I suppose, ultimately, that's why any of us become musicians, is because that's our path, that's our life path. It started long ago, my process, this quest to make music, to find out who this guy is inside of me, right? And I didn't even know that I was on a quest. I didn't know that I was involved in a process. I wasn't aware of any of that. And now, of course, I know that when my quest here ends, it simply begins somewhere else. And not there. And not there. Careful what you step on. And like I used to tell my drum students, when you step onto the path of music, if you look far enough ahead, you can see that it goes forever. And when you turn around and look behind you, you can tell, you can see that it came from forever. You're stepping onto a path that has no beginning and no end. And it will teach you much if you let it. And I will walk this path until I can no longer walk, or until it no longer serves me. The bad news today is that I have nothing new to teach you. And that's because you already know the answers, and they're hidden right inside of you, the last place most of us would ever think to look. And like I said, you know this already. I mean, how many church seminars have you been to? How many workshops have you been to? How many books have you read? How many book clubs, prayer circles, meditation groups? Anybody done a vision quest? Yeah, I know you have, yeah. And so, you know these answers. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. Maybe I can just help remind you. How many times have you sat on a beach and stared at the water when the sunlight was flickering and dancing in the ripples? And you just get swept away in that moment, in that time and space, and you forget where you're at. How many times have you hiked up a good hill, got to the top, and sat down and just to feel your heartbeat and to look, take in the gaze, feel that moment right then and there, be in that now moment. How many times did you hold your child and feel so much love in your heart that tears of joy just spontaneously flowed from your face? How many times did you lay in the backyard staring up at space just to ponder the infinite? See, I don't have words for those moments. Words escape me. They become experiential, personal, and profound beyond the words. Now, maybe a better writer and a poet and a musician could get you closer to that truth. I'm sure they can, and we look back in history, and that's very true. I'm not that guy. And that's okay. I'm fine. It still doesn't take away from how profound that is, because that's very personal for each of us. And if I tried to describe it, those moments, then I almost feel like I'm confining the experience to the limitations of my own consciousness. So what I've noticed about when I'm in my alpha state of mind, I'm very calm, I'm very relaxed, my heart is open to spirit, to God, to Jesus, to the essence of my being. I'm open to that. I can't tell you about that. I don't have those words. But maybe I can help create that space where you can get into that alpha state, and that experience can then become your personal, experiential, profound moment. And that's ultimately what I'm attempting to do with all of this. I look at this and it's like, wow, this is pretty cool stuff. I keep trying to tell Mary Beth, this is what a proper living room should look like. But I'm meeting some resistance in that area for some reason. So this is probably the shortest talk you'll ever have here at Unity, and personally, I'm very grateful for that. And let's get started, shall we? Let's just take a big deep breath, please. You're already entering that alpha state of mind. I Am There by James Freeman. Do you need me? I am there. You cannot see me, yet I am the light you see by. You cannot hear me, yet I speak through your voice. You cannot feel me, yet I am the power at work in your hands. I am at work, though you do not understand my ways. I am at work, though you do not recognize my works. I am not strange visions. I am not mystery. Only in absolute stillness, beyond self, can you know me as a. And then, but as a feeling and a. Yet, I am there. Yet, here. Yet, I answer. You need me. I am there. Even if you deny me, I am there. Even when you feel most alone, I am there. Even in your fears, I am there. Even in your pain, I am there. I am there when you pray and when you do not pray. I am in you and you are in me. Only in your mind can you feel separate from me. For only in your mind are the mists of yours and mine. Yet only with your mind can you know me and experience me. Empty your heart of empty fears. When you get yourself out of the way, I am there. You can of yourself do nothing, but I can do all. And I am in all. Though you may not see the good, good is there, for I am there. I am there because I have to be, because I am. Only in me does the world have meaning. Only out of me does the world take form. Only because of me does the world go forward. I am the law on which the movement of the stars and the growth of living cells are founded. I am the love that is the law's fulfilling. I am assurance. I am peace. I am oneness. I am the law that you can live by. I am the love that you can cling to. I am your assurance. I am your peace. I am one with you. I am. Though you fail to find me, I do not fail you. Though your faith in me is unsure, my faith in you never wavers, because I know you, because I love you. Beloved, I am there.
Thank you.